This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 5th. God's word to you today is understanding. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3 verses 5 and 6, and it says, Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. Daniel could do all he did because he could see things the ordinary person could not see. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will see what you ought to see, so that you will go to sleep in spite of the storm. Amen. Please study Daniel 9, verses 20 to 23, and Daniel 10, verses 4 to 14. It is our anchor scripture for the next couple of days. As you read, I pray that God will birth a hunger in you and launch you into a positive supernatural by His Spirit. I pray that God will say concerning you and I that we are very precious to God. In Jesus' name, amen. In fact, every member of God's favorite house is very precious to God. Scripture shows us clearly that just like Daniel, God's people are to engage the supernatural. However, I think the devil has sold the church a lie that the supernatural is spooky and goofy. Meanwhile, the God that we serve is His Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. For every situation that you are in, there is a physical representation and a spiritual representation, and you have to read both. For every person you have to interact with, there is a physical representation and a spiritual representation of the person. For every city that you have to work in, live in, or interact with, there is a physical representation and a spiritual representation. The kingdom of Persia was a physical kingdom and had a physical king. But that prince of Persia was a spiritual representation. The prince of Persia at the time was sold to the devil. So it was a demonic spirit, a principality, the spiritual representation of the prince of Persia that was influencing things. When you are tackling a situation, you have to understand that there is an aspect of the situation you can see and an aspect that you cannot see. Guess what? It is the aspect you cannot see that actually determines the aspect you can see. So we have to pray and be influential in that unseen space. When you need to tackle anything, do not tackle it in the flesh, but rather in the spirit. This brings a breakthrough, and that is what Daniel did. Daniel engaged the supernatural with fasting and praying, seeking the revelation he needed, and he kept on pressing in. You're a child of God, a son, not a servant. God cannot ignore your cry. The reason children cry is because they are confident that their parents cannot ignore them. It is just a matter of time. The parents will come running. You need to understand this in your place of petitioning heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I open my life to the wind of your Spirit. Help me see as I ought to see and deal with things first in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.